Please rise as you are able as we continue with the prayers of the church. We pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the work of our triune God among our church, Peace Lutheran Church, and then among all people in the Holy Christian Church, that Jesus would be the one upon whom all eyes are fixed and whom we see all the scriptures, in whom we see the scriptures find their fulfillment. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For the deepening of relationship with our ministry partners, especially Philomath Community Services, that the needs of people would be met and that Jesus would be glorified in all that is accomplished, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For the world in which we live and for all who work to care for the land and the people who dwell in it, that our gracious God would stand with those who serve in our government, military, and in all positions of public service, that they work wholeheartedly as for the Lord and not merely for men. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For those who are shut in and homebound, hospitalized and undergoing treatment, awaiting surgery and recovering from procedures. Lord, we pray for those that are homebound in our congregation. Lord, help them to connect in words with our members and family members so that they can know that they are not alone and that they are loved. For Bill and Lorraine, Ethel, Carla, Joyce, John and Lucy, Grace, Joan, Twyla, John, Kathy, and Karen. Lord, also for those who are recovering from recent surgeries, for Carla coming through her surgery, for Betty as she recovers from a recent fall, for Brian dealing with health challenges, Karen recovering from surgery on Friday, that you would grant a full recovery. For Jenica dealing with eye challenges, pray that she would be brought back to full health. For Alan, recovering from a fractured leg. Mike, recovering from a fall and a head injury. And for those families also, Lord, that are mourning the loss of loved ones, for Lindy's family and also for Twyla Randall's family as they mourn loved ones who have passed on, that have been taken home by you. Lord, we also uplift those other names that we are thinking about today, for Elaine, for Rob, Bob, Bev, Nicole, Mike, Jimmy, John, Erin and her family, Dawn, Denise, Susan, Jerry, Kathy, John, Nora, Carol, Corky and Deanna, Courtney, Crystal, Delbert, Janine, Addie, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Wendy, Christy, Benjamin, Diane, and Austin, Dick, and Valerie. Lord, we pray that that you would fill them with the healing and peace that comes from your mighty presence in their lives. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. For these petitions and all others, we silently carry before the Lord in our minds and hearts, that our faithful Father would hear and answer our prayers in the name of the one who stands among us and fulfills God's word in our hearing. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to receive you. Amen.